and after the cauliflower, some cake and jam." At this last bribery, Pinocchio could no longer resist and said firmly,
"Very well, I'll take the jug home for you."
The jug was very heavy, and the Marionette, not being strong enough to carry it with his hands, had to put it on his head. When they arrived home, the little woman made Pinocchio sit down at a small table and placed before him the bread, the cauliflower, and the cake. Pinocchio did not eat, he devoured. His stomach seemed a bottomless pit. His hunger finally appeased, he raised his head to thank his kind benefactress. But he had not looked at her long when he gave a cry of surprise, and sat there with his eyes wide open, his fork in the air, and his mouth filled with bread and cauliflower.
"Why all this surprise?" asked the good woman, laughing.
"Because," answered Pinocchio, stammering and stuttering, "because you look like, you remind me of, yes, yes, the same voice, the same eyes, the same hair. Yes, 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 you also have the same as your hair she had. Oh, my little fairy, tell me that it is you. Don't make me cry any longer. If you only knew, I have cried so much, I have suffered so."
And Pinocchio threw himself on the floor and clasped the knees of the mysterious little woman. End of chapter.